just $99.99.
The weekend is coming!
So visit your local Ace and get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Price good at participating Ace stores November 25th through 27th. Limited quantities available while supplies last.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
See store for details.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 3.5%, APR 3.69%. Call today at 800-970-8011.
Call us for cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 3.5%, APR 3.69%. Call today at 800-970-8011.
Call us for cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Was that our mistake, or was that by design, that the same guy does the same commercial twice in one break?
I think that's a mistake.
I think it's a mistake, too, and on behalf of the radio station, I'd like to apologize. We got enough commercials, we don't need to be running the same ones twice. How irritating.
Hey, I have something that you didn't mention.
What?
J.R. Martinez.
Yeah. He won.
Yeah. Aren't you happy? You really wanted him to win.
Yeah, I'm thrilled to death. I'm glad he won. I expected him to win. If Kardashian had won, I'd have been upset. But it's not that big a deal to me. But yeah, I'm glad that he won. He is an incredible person. I'm still sitting on a Nightline segment they did with him that I haven't had a chance to watch yet because I want to learn more about this guy. One other thing that I almost forgot and I don't want to forget, a happy birthday today to Dr. Douglas T. Obi-Wan Kenobi Watanabe. It's a big, big birthday to him, the big 5-0, 50 years old.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah. So happy birthday,
really?
Dr. Watanabe. Yeah. Why, you doubt that?
No.
You doubting
me? Just figuring that you've been going there a long time. He must have started really young.
He was 11.
Oh, really?
Like a Doogie Howser kind of
He was exactly like a Doogie Howser.
Child prodigy.
Yeah, let me tell you the story. It's his true story.
Okay.
Dr. Watanabe entered dental school at the age of 7.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
wow.
7 years old. One of those genius prodigy type deals. And he graduated from high school at the age of 5. And was in his own practice by the age of 11. And that's when I met him. I've never
kinda
talked
like a
much about Houser that.
Type.
Well, yeah, and when I went in, I thought, wait a minute. I mean, how can this guy? And they said,
no,
he's the best.
You have to stand
best.
On a
so
box.
So you weren't concerned about 11-year-old working on your teeth, huh?
No, not from once I saw his. I said, let's see some credentials. And then I saw the diplomas and with honors and all that. And I was.
You didn't catch him like, did he have a treasure chest or something for kids when they would come in and you'd give him a little toy or something? You didn't catch him playing with the stuff while he was working on your teeth, did you?
Well, he's probably advanced at 11. It was almost like
he's
an
not
adult.
The typical 11-year-old.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, if you graduate,
hey, you know what?
Mature beyond his years. Yeah.
When I was there last week, I go in to sign my name and I look down and it said, I think I want to say Ryan Watanabe, and I'm like, he has his own son has to sign in and sit and wait in the waiting room.
Hey, no preferential treatment.
Wow, that really isn't preferential.
Yeah, I know.
That's a good thing to know is that you don't get special treatment just because you're in the family. Yeah, boy, sign in like everybody else. Oh, that's I like that. Oh, my goodness. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 888-550-KTRS.
I have a traffic bulletin.
Now with the traffic bulletin, here's Dan Strauss.
Thank you, Frank. Southbound Highway 55 at Bayless, it's down to one lane due to an accident. Southbound 55 at Bayless, down to one lane. I'll head back.
You can come on in now, Dan. They're going to be very busy in that department.
I'm back.
I saw this morning the little news video quickly of the pardoning of the turkey. I've said this before. This may be the dumbest thing that we do in this country. Can we get rid of that? There's nothing. There are no surprises. You don't watch wondering what's going to happen. It's like that Groundhog Day thing. It's the same ritual every year.
Right.
They give the president a turkey. The photographers are there. He pardons the turkey. Wow. Please, don't we have other things to do?
Was that on the news? Like all the news channels?
Oh, sure. They all cover it.
Every news. Every news outlet, every network.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
You'd also never heard of a Tag Heuer watch yesterday.
No, and I also didn't get the joke.
What joke?
Yesterday's joke. Ian had to explain it to me.
Well, I don't remember what it was.
That was a UPS man.
Oh my goodness! You didn't get that?
No,
God bless Grandpa. Grandpa dies the next day. God bless Grandma. Grandma dies the next day. Says God bless my dad, and the next day the UPS guy dies. And you had to have Peon explain that to you?
Yeah.
This is sad. That's the saddest thing I've ever heard. Dark hair.
Well, she's
blonde.
Admitting it though. That's a good thing.
That is the bright side, I guess. Larry's on the phone. Let's talk to him. Hello, Larry.
Hello, guys. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Boy, Tina, those lasting effects of those drugs, huh?
No kidding.
Hey, I think I figured out why they're pressing the Gary Pinkel arrest tape in the media as much as they are. And the obvious reason is because the first reason would be because how close it is to the holidays. The other reason would be, how many times did he say, I'm sober, when clearly he wasn't?
Well, and I said there are two things. Yeah, there are two things that he, now in hindsight, I know, wishes he hadn't done. One is emphasizing how sober he was, and two, continuing to say how nervous he was. Right. It's okay to be nervous, but you don't normally keep saying, I'm nervous.
Right. Well, a close member of mine was just arrested for DWI, and she swears up and down that she was not drunk, that she was just over, you know, 0.08.
Right.
Well, you know, most people don't know that they're drunk. I mean, well, yeah, they know when they're drunk, but they don't know.
That's part of the impairment, I think, is
right.
You think you are.
Now, let me ask you this, Larry,
this whole big, you know, buzzed driving is drunk driving PSA thing that they're doing on TV.
Let me ask you something, because I think if I remember, Pinkel refused the breathalyzer, I believe. Now, to me, if I know I'm not drunk, I'll take the breathalyzer. Again, I'm not a lawyer here. I don't know how accurate those things are, but I think he refused it. I'm pretty sure, because I think the cop didn't have one, and they were going to take him in and do it, and he said, no, you know, I'm not going to do that. And you have the right to do that. I think the consequences are then when you do that, other things happen.
Well, yeah, I thought I heard.
Automatically lose your license.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too. But then I also thought I heard that attorneys say don't ever take it.
Yeah, don't take the breathalyzer.
But if you're not doing anything, and if you're going to lose your license, I don't know.
Well, I don't follow that thinking. I don't get that thinking either. If you haven't had anything to drink, why would an attorney tell you don't take the breathalyzer?
As far as I know, the breathalyzer in the field does not hold up in a court of law. What the breathalyzer in the field does is tells the officer whether or not he should take you to the precinct to do the actual blood alcohol content test.
That makes sense.
And then what's interesting with that is they will wait for a little while, because while you're sitting there waiting, your blood alcohol will go up a little.
It will?
Yes. It goes up?
It goes up a little
bit. It
goes
up if you've just finished drinking. If you've just finished your last drink and got in the car and drove off.
Oh, because it has to get into your bloodstream, and it'll show even higher. Oh, wow, that's a great piece of information.
Yep.
All right, Larry.
All right, thanks a lot,
guys. Happy Thanksgiving. You too. I beat him to it.
Yeah, yes, you
did. I said it first. Tony. Hello, Tony. How are you?
I am AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's up?
A quick parking space story. Busy parking lot. I pull up, and the person's backing out, so I signal, let the person all behind me. I'm waiting for the space. Person backs out, they take away, and a guy comes in right behind him and takes the space. I did not move. I sat there, and I looked at his window, and I sat there. And about 30 seconds later, he pulls out, and goes to a different parking space.
And that's all you had to do. You just kind of.
I did not say anything. I pulled in. I got out. I got my cane out because I had bad knees. I start walking in. The kid that was putting the shopping carts together stands there and starts applauding. He goes, "I've never seen anybody say so much without saying anything at all."
And I have to tell you something. That's very effective because this guy's wondering what's going through your mind.
Yeah,
and he's sitting there thinking,
me.
This guy is planning to kill me. I'm giving him the spot. Hey, brilliant. Way to go. That's the way to handle it.
You guys have a good Thanksgiving.
You too, Tony.
I like that.
That's a very smart.
Because you might think if you get out of the car, he may be ready to run you over.
Yeah, just stare him down. Just sit there and get him all nervous. Dan is with us. Hello, Dan.
Hi, I'm AM and a PM.
Thank you.
I just wanted to call and say happy Thanksgiving to everybody, and I hope everything goes good with you all this weekend. And then also, you know, bringing up this Gary Pinkel thing, but you got to remember, only in America and especially in St. Louis, if you ask for forgiveness, the people are going to give it to you. Look at David Freese. He's an MVP hero here in St. Louis now, and look what happened to him last year with this DWI.
Right, and a lot of it depends on the perception people have of you. If they like you, they're going to give you a chance and probably a second chance. If they don't, it's not going to be a good thing. And I think people, I don't know, I'm not into sports. Do people generally really like Pinkel? I think they do.
Oh, yes. No, he's been nothing but.
I think he's very likable. And again, if you watch the video, he was not belligerent. He wasn't a smart aleck. Yeah, he really handled it, I think well. So you're right. People are willing to forget.
I think he's pretty sincere about everything, and we'll just have to wait and see. And everything. So, but anyway, everybody, there you
anyway.
Go. But everybody have a nice holiday, and I'll see you on Monday. Bye.
All right, Dan, you got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. As opposed to the report that I heard and read from several different sources, when you know who, the Rams player, hit that woman and killed her and didn't do any prison time, to his belligerent, offensive actions at the scene. Remember that?
Yes. Yeah.
The way he acted? I still don't understand why we were able to see the video of Pinkel's DWI and not all these other people. Why
somebody him? Wanted to see it, some reporter, some newspaper or something, probably said freedom of information.
Well, I'm sure they'd like to see all of them. I'm sure they wanted to see LaRusse's. I'm sure, especially Tony LaRusse's. I'm sure somebody would like to have seen any of these people to get a DWI. But I don't ever remember going online and going, oh, click here and you'll see the dash cam. Maybe the others didn't have a dash cam. Not every police car has it. You know, maybe that was it. They didn't have it. Ann, how are you? Hello. Ann, that's you.
Hi, I have a joke.
You have a joke? Well, we love jokes. Hang on. Go ahead.
Okay, so there's three calves and a mother cow. One calf asks, why did you name me Rose? The mother says, because a rose fell on your head when you were born. The other asks, why did you name me Daisy? The mother answers, because a daisy fell on your head when you were born. The other one says, and the mother cow says, shut up, cinder block.
Now that's funny. And that's a very funny joke. Very good for you. Round of applause
take
for
Ann. Yeah.
Take a huge bow.
How old is Ann?
Ann, how old are you?
13.
Way to go. That's a good one. Thank you.
Hi.
Okay. 13-year-old. Shut up, cinder block. That's for Tina, did you even get it?
Uh-huh.
Are you pretending you got it, or did you actually get it? We don't need to explain that one to you?
No.
Okay. Joe, welcome. How are you?
Oh, Joe's gone.
Joe's gone. Rick, welcome. How are you? Rick, you're up.
Hey, Frank.
Hey.
I just want to let you know they're calling about Gary Pinkel. You know he's the highest paid state employee that we have.
I didn't know that.
Yes, he is. He's the highest paid state employee in the state of Missouri.
What does he make?
I don't know what it is, but it's way up there.
Okay. I appreciate the call, Rick.
Thank you.
Thank you. Kevin is up. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, Frank. How you doing?
Good.
The angle I got on why the film was released on Pinkel was some time ago I worked for a local oil distributor, and whenever there'd be like a gas spill or something up in Columbia, half the journalism school would turn out to cover the story, and I got a feeling that's what happened there, because they're all trying to get the scoop, and they want the, you know, they want the different angle and stuff. So I got a funny feeling that's why it was released.
But this video is police dash cam video. It's not a journalism student's camera. It's the
right,
cop car.
But the journalism student would have requested it, which they, you know, that's public record. So I would think they would have to release it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Hey,
I appreciate it.
Happy Thanksgiving, Debbie.
All right, thanks. Kevin, thanks. Same to you. Eric. Wow, a lot of calls here. Hello, Eric.
Hey, gang.
Hey, Eric.
AM and the PM.
Hallelujah.
Hey, you were asking about LaRusse's dash cam video when he got busted in Florida for DUI. I was actually watching one of them World's Drunkest Drivers or whatever on True TV, and they played LaRusse's dash cam video when he got caught. He was asleep at the wheel.
Maybe we could pull it up. I never tried. Maybe it's available, too.
Yeah, I saw it. It was on TV. Pretty funny.
All right. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks.
Thank you, Eric. All right. Now, I'm going to take this call, assuming that it's not from a duck blind. John Londoff, how are you?
I'm great, Frank. How are you?
He's not in the duck blind.
No.
Nope. Not in the duck blind today. Working. I am. It's just been a very busy day today, both in service and in sales. A couple of awesome AM and the PM listeners today.
Dan Strauss said he was up at your place, and he said he's never seen anybody who could multitask the way you do. And I said, I've never seen anybody who can get by on as little sleep as you must get by on. What do you average a night sleeping?
About 5 hours.
Wow, that would kill me.
Me too.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that. I couldn't do it.
You know, what's bad is if I get 7, you know, I feel terrible.
And then I feel like, terrible all the time.
Half the day's gone. I feel, you know, I'm really more tired if I get too much sleep. So
boy, I would love to be like that. I'd love to have that problem. I've always wanted to be one of those 4 or 5 hour sleep people. Tons of energy. I have no energy. I sleep too much. Lazy.
You're not lazy.
Yeah, I absolutely am.
Hey, when I was up there, Johnny's cell phone was constantly ringing. His office phone was constantly ringing.
Dad, you sound intoxicated.
I know, constantly.
Constantly ringing. Are you drunk? You're not drunk, are you?
No, I just had a...
You have a breathalyzer there to test Dan?
No, I'm not. The breathalyzer won't do anything.
No, you're slurring your words. Are you on something?
Am I?
No, you are. Wasn't he?
No.
He's had his...
I got a cortisone shot a little earlier.
In your tongue?
In my back. The pain in my back has been the worst it's ever been in my life the past couple days. But anyway,
I was going to ask you why you were walking so funny, but I thought that was a little bit too much information.
Well, wait a minute. Was he walking funny right after he went to the movie with Bill Clemens?
I don't know. Yes. He was just walking funny the other day when he was up in my office. But,
they went to a movie together. Two grown men went to see the Muppet movie together, and now he's walking funny. I rest
Hold
my
on,
case.
Man. Hold on. You guys went to go see the Muppet movie?
Yes, yep. We did. Yep. Don't judge them, John.
No. Don't.
That's special.
It's perfectly abnormal.
And there were people coming in and out of the office the whole time, too. Knocking
on the
door.
So we're back on me again here.
He's trying to change the subject.
Yeah, I'm throwing it back your way.
Hey, you know what?
Chicken butt.
You know when you answer your phone calls and you talk to customers and you're always had an open door policy and I'm lucky. Got some great people. I call them teammates at Londoff Chevrolet. They're not really employees. We're all great teammates. And you know what? We want to make sure that the buying experience is always a great one. And,
hey,
service experience.
To change the subject just for a second, I got a nice email from, apparently you just took the guy duck hunting who was one of our high bidders for the charity.
Yeah, Randy Meaters.
The Professional Men Against Cancer. Yeah, I got a nice email from him. He said he had a great... He said you guys only got 2 ducks or something. It was kind of a slow day, but he had a great time. So I wanted to mention that. I wanted to thank him again for his huge contribution and high bid that he made. And we threw that in as sort of part of the package. So thanks.
You know, never know when you said, okay, you're going to meet somebody for the first time. You've talked to them on the phone. You've text messaged. And then you're going to basically... be side by side for 3-4 hours in a duck blind or in a car. What a great guy. I mean, just unbelievable. And he likes wine. He really sounds like a wine connoisseur. Gave me an unbelievable bottle of wine. So, I think Randy's going
you guys are giving me crap about going to the movies with Bill Cleveland?
Yeah, we had loaded weapons.
I think there's a huge... Hold it. There's a gigantic difference between two guys duck hunting together and a guy giving a guy a nice bottle of wine and two guys, grown men, going to the Muppet movie. there's no comparison. No. You can't compare those two.
I mean,
there was a part of the movie that it was a little, emotional. You and Bill didn't, get, teary-eyed at all?
We held hands. Yeah. We didn't tear up.
Oh, my God. Did you share popcorn?
Yes, they did. Dan had it on. Had the popcorn.
You shared popcorn. Okay. No more questions.
John, let me read this email. I got an email that says, Frank would ask John Londoff, is it true you'll be opening at 6 o'clock Friday morning? Can you respond to that?
Yes. 6 a.m. And deals will be unbelievable. We're just announcing $1,000 additional bonus cash. You can either use it as down payment or you can take it in a check and use it for the holidays, for Christmas, from now until November 30th. That's $1,000 on any vehicle you buy, either used as a down payment, reduce the price of the vehicle, or get in a form of a cash and a check and go spend some money for the holidays.
I have a question. I have a serious question, and it really is a serious question. Do you have an option? In other words, if I don't want the cash, can you just take that off the car, or is that not an option?
That is an option. You can just take it off, the price of the vehicle.
Okay. Well, for people who do that, who want that cash back thing, I get it. Because it's an easy way to sort of borrow money. It's the same thing people do with a home equity loan. It's part of your car purchase, and it's a good way to grab some cash as opposed to having to go out and do that separately. So I do get it. You're open Friday, closed Thursday, but open Friday and Saturday, correct?
Open Friday and Saturday, and then of course all next week with the month ending on Thursday, right?
How about that? A lot of people, I'm sure, a lot of dealers probably closed all next week. Not John Londo.
We're open.
Oh, wait, they're all open.
Thanks, Frank. Thanks, Frank.
Could we have a phone number, please?
Well, I'd love to give you a phone number. It's 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. The adorable Mary Ryan is still answering the phone. And then, the Heil answers after that for the evening. And Interstate 270, the Washington Elizabeth exit, 24/7, 365 at Londoff.com. And happy birthday wishes to Mimi Londoff. Saturday is her birthday and also our anniversary. I'm
35, right?
I've met her. I'm going to say 33 years old.
Got it. 33. Who said 35?
Ann.
Pion.
I'm sorry.
Pion. 33. One. Man. Boy, can I read women.
So and it's your anniversary, too? You got married?
Yeah.
Got married in a fever hotter than a pepper sprout, I think. John, have a great Thanksgiving. Well, we'll send you some business Friday.
Hey,
everyone have a great Thanksgiving. Do drive safe. Be careful. And if you're looking for something to do, got Guns and Hoses tonight. I know I'm taking a crew down there. It's a great way to spend your Wednesday evening. And happy Thanksgiving, everybody out there. Drive safe.
All right. Thank you, John.
See you guys. Bye-bye.
All right. There he goes. Very quickly before we break, screaming toward the $1 billion mark in sales, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. When I read this article, I had no idea how big a video game could be. In the first 5 days, they racked up in sales for this Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 $775 million. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that was one of those games where people were waiting for at midnight because they released video games on Tuesdays and Monday on midnight. That was one where people were waiting in line to get it.
All right. Do not go away. Stay right where you are because coming up, we have Dr. Doug. Is he coming in?
No, he's on the phone.
He's on the phone.
Now, why would he do that and tease us?
Like,
he said he was going to come in.
I don't know.
Why would he do that?
Well, he'll tell you why he did. He has a good reason why.
All right. On the phone coming up, your pet's best friend, Dr. Doug Pernikoff on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic is sponsored by John Beale Roofing and Tim Weiland. as your Golden Oaklandine traffic. So, what's going on, Tim?
Well, they've cleared that accident on southbound 55 at Bayless. All lanes are now open. It was an overturned vehicle, and right now traffic is backed up from 4500 South Broadway down through Union now. Eastbound 70 stopped up from Grand to 10th Street. Westbound 70 slows Zumbel through T.R. Hughes. Southbound 270, that's jacked up between Page and Doherty Ferry. On westbound 40, it's the usual slowdown between Kings Highway, Clayton Skinker, Spady and Mason, and then from Clarkson to the Boone Bridge. And eastbound 270 now has swelled in volume now from McDonald through New Florissant. And this traffic report is brought to you by Famous Footwear. It's the holiday sale at Famous Footwear. Buy one pair of shoes, get another pair half off. Spectacular savings on the brand names you love. Famous Footwear, make today famous. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on KTRS Tonight with Steve Cochran.
It's Thanksgiving Eve, and whether you're the traditional type that opens your Thanksgiving turkey on Thanksgiving morning, or if you jump right in on Thanksgiving Eve because you just can't wait, I know your giblets and my giblets are no different than their giblets, and we'll be talking about Thanksgiving and other things when we get together under the turkey.
KTRS Tonight, right after Frank Opinion at 6 on the Big 550 and KTRS.com.
R&R Sanitation Porta Potties is all you need to know if you are in the market for porta potties. Whether it's a company that needs to rent them on a monthly basis, maybe it's a homeowner who has some work done at the house, or maybe you're planning a wedding. At R&R Sanitation, no job too big and no job too small. At R&R Sanitation, their porta potties are 40% larger, and it's all about service, so you don't have to rent as many, and they're cleaner and they're cleaned on a regular basis. When you call R&R Sanitation, you get a live person 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. 314-776-4000. That's the phone number to R&R Sanitation. R&R Sanitation is proud to be 100% union, local 660 to be exact. Most of the top construction firms, they all use R&R Sanitation for one reason. They're the best. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated, 100% union. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Hey, baby, at Meyer Honda in O'Fallon, Illinois. For years and years and years and years and years, I've been driving Hondas, mostly Accords. So comfortable, reliable, safe, no problems. I'm at one with that car. But now I'm driving the all-new 2012 Honda Civic. It's a bit of an adjustment, I'll be honest with you. First off, the dashboard, it's kind of 3D lit up like a video game. Okay, adjusted to that. Next, the Navigator, mastered. And if I can do it, anyone can. My gas mileage is phenomenal. I'm getting more than they say in the brochure. There's an econ button. Still working on that one. The look is sporty, the engine has a lot of zip, handling is exceptional. All new for 2012, the Honda Civic. There are six different models. One is yours, trust me. Save gas, save money, be safe. Meyer Honda, where we give you a 100,000-mile warranty with every new Honda. Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois, MeyerHonda.com.
When family issues hit close to home, thankfully, NHC is never far away. At NHC Healthcare, care is our business. NHC has been providing a full continuum of care by offering independent and assisted living as well as skilled nursing since 1971. Providing our community's quality of care in memory, long-term care, and short-term rehabilitation services is our constant mission. If you have questions about how we can care for you or your loved one, visit us at one of our five locations at Lake St. Charles Retirement, Charlevoix Healthcare, or NHC Maryland Heights, Town and Country, and St. Charles. Come see why care is our business. All major medical insurance policies are accepted. And to learn more about how we can care for you or your loved one, visit nhccare.com. NHC, care that respects the individual, care that promotes recovery, care that is our business. Remember, visit nhccare.com. NHC, caring in a better way, day by day.
Is the foundation of your home solid as rock? Not necessarily. The soil that supports your home can settle and shift for all sorts of reasons, from drought to organic decay, and that means trouble. Doors and windows may stick, and cracks can form in foundation walls. You need a helping hand before the damage gets worse. PermaJack is the unique patented system that supports your foundation. Older methods, like simple concrete reinforcement, can continue to sink, but PermaJack is different. A steel pier is hydraulically forced down through the settling soil, no matter how deep. PermaJack is fast. Only takes a few days, not weeks. And PermaJack is economical. No future callback expenses. The principle of hydraulically driven steel piers is the same used in stabilizing large buildings. So when your home needs a helping hand, PermaJack. Solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553.
Seven Sports Lounge at Casino Queen is your football headquarters. Catch all the action with NFL Sunday Ticket on the new HD video wall and 70-inch TVs. Enjoy an ice-cold 29-degree draft every day for $1.25. Every Saturday through Monday, enjoy bucket of beers, a large pizza, or a platter of hot wings for only $7.77. Seven Sports Lounge and Nightclub, where there's a party 7 days a week. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Calling people using long distance was draining my wallet. So, to save money, I'm only calling people with toll-free numbers. Do any of my friends have them? No. Any family members? Nope. You know, no one I call has a toll-free number. So, Mom, if you're listening, I got your messages. Tell Cousin Tommy I hope all is well. And honestly, would it hurt you to look into an 800 number? I'm your only son, for crying out loud.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. Or follow this guy's toll-free penchant and call 1-800-947-AUTO.
How much is that doggy in the window?
If you listen to this show, there's never anything that comes up that you don't get an answer or a solution to. I just got an email from a guy named David. He says, Leon Redbone is coming to Edwardsville February 8th. How about that? Edwardsville, Illinois. Leon Redbone. If you don't know who that is, then you don't care. But if
is
you
he
do,
coming to the Wildy Theater? Is that where he's going?
He didn't say. He said small theater.
It's probably the Wildy. It's a cool place.
Really?
Yeah, they're really neat.
Thank you, David, for the email. Now it is time to check in with your pet's best friend. I have phone numbers if you want to get on the board, the screen, and talk to Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Please limit it to one pet question, if you would. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Dr. Doug brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, who called and said he was coming in and then didn't come in. We'll find out why. Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, how's everybody today?
Good, Dr. Doug.
Good, Doctor. So what's this deal where Dan says, ooh, Dr. Doug's coming in and you didn't come in?
Well, I was AM and the PM.
Yeah, you're
on. Actually, my elder brother, Dr. Dave Pernikoff, a real doctor, his three kids are in town, one from Indonesia, and the second one is from Washington. He actually grew up with Sam, Johnny's Landoff son. And then my niece, Marissa, from Boston. So everybody came in, surprised him, and I came over to see everybody in the middle of the surprise. So that's why I didn't make it. I'm sorry. I really wanted to.
Well, you sound sincere.
I'll buy it.
Family comes first.
What kind of doctor is your brother?
What kind of doctor is my brother? He's a good one.
No.
He's a general practitioner, internal medicine, and he's up in North County.
Well, your family has everybody covered.
He's only 11 months older than me, but he has no hair. I do.
Yeah, I don't want to get in. We're going to take some calls here. I don't want to get to the big dog and cat thing where the cat people get mad. But I was thinking of something today. Every year, and it's coming up soon, the dog show, the big dog show.
Yes.
That guy that played Peterman. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
He's sort of the host of the thing. You
right.
guys know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Is anybody still with me?
Yeah.
This Peterman guy is sort of the MC of the dog show, but it made me think of something. There is no cat show.
Yes, there is.
Right there.
There is.
Yeah,
well,
there are
cat shows. They just don't have anything quite as formally representative as the the big.
When is the cat show on?
I don't think it's ever on television, but they have cat shows like dogs. There's
and they walk them around.
Real expensive breeds and everything, and they have the person do all the checking on them. They're all groomed nice. And
they're not as there's not as much activity in the dog shows. Obviously, they've got them going around the ring, and they can do all sorts of different, kind of motion things. And the cats, they usually go from station to station, and they try and position them. And you see some beautiful animals.
Yeah, but the cat's going to have you do it the way they want to do it.
Exactly.
I am not coming over there. You come over here.
Right. That's right. That's yeah. right.
Fickle.
Much more stubborn.
Would you like to take some calls?
I sure would. I want to make sure that everybody understands it's a holiday weekend, and there's a lot of concerns about Thanksgiving because of the foods and the things that can be a problem for pets. And if anybody has any questions relevant to that subject, that'd be great.
They can find you at the Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic. Kim is up first. Kim, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi.
Hi, Kim.
I've got a card. Thank you for your service, too. I've got a Cardigan Welsh Corgi, and she has messed up her back, and we actually took her, you know, her back legs became paralyzed. She was fine in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
That afternoon when we came home, she I put them out in the yard, and when I brought her back in, she couldn't stand up.
Okay.
And we took her immediately to the emergency clinic, and they said that we had to go straight to Mizzou or U of I and have a real expensive surgery within 6 hours.
Holy
and so I called my breeder and a handler, and they both said, you know, get her on steroids, which we did, and we overnighted her at the emergency clinic with an IV fluid. And then had her at our regular vet for the weekend, and we've been doing towel walking.
Yes.
And she's got, you know, feeling in both her feet and both of her feet. One had curled, the right foot had curled under.
What's your question, hon? What can we do?
Well, my question is, how have you seen dogs come back from this?
Yes.
Where they can actually walk without having surgery.
Yeah, it really depends. What you can't tell is the degree of damage. This is usually related to a slip disc where you have either a degenerative disc or a traumatic disc, and that material, just like in a human with a slip disc, it actually hits the spinal cord or it hits one of the nerves coming off the spinal cord. That's what causes the weakness or the paralysis. So they weren't wrong in suggesting that you have a formal workup, but in many cases, if you can't afford that approach, another alternative, they will do just what they've done, and in time you can have near or full recovery. It just depends on how much initial damage was done. So follow with your veterinarian suit, and if they have any other questions, you know, give them a call and tell them what you're seeing over time. Okay.
Okay.
Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Kim. Maybe we should change it and limit it to half a question.
Yeah.
Instead of one question.
Well, there wasn't much question. There was a lot of history, which is good.
A lot of storytelling. Yeah. Barb is here. Hello, Barb. Say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. I have a not very pleasant question for a holiday eve, but we recently had an experience in our family where our 12-year-old little Westie, Bobby, was attacked by a 2-year-old German Shepherd. Just on his evening walk. The German Shepherd was 2 and had not been neutered.
Okay.
But he really was very violent. And I just wondered, I've never known a dog to be violent like that, and it still concerns me that they did immediately get the dog fixed, and
right.
they paid for all the medical bills, and Bobby survived, although he's really not the same.
Well, you know, the point is that, number one, you
well,
can
hold
have
on. I still don't know what
a dog like
doctor.
That, whether he's neutered or not, but certainly taking away the testosterone may help kind of quell that kind of behavior. But that's not uncommon. After all, they are predators. They're carnivores, and, you know, evolutionarily, they are designed to hunt. So an animal that's much bigger than the other, and in certain, obviously, the behavior of this animal may be unique to him or his genetic line, but aggression is not a terribly strange thing, and hopefully the people that own that dog are responsible to get him trained and managed correctly.
But Barb never did actually ask a question.
Like they did.
But she never actually asked a question. Was that the answer to your question,
Barb?
Well,
she said it was unusual. She didn't understand that there were such aggressive dogs.
Okay, Barb, is that what you needed?
Yes. I just wondered, you know, this dog is around small children, and
yes.
he came through an electric fence to get this little male dog and really tore him up. So I was just still kind of have some concerns.
Yes, and like I said, it's really up to the responsibility of the owners to make sure that dog is not a risk to other dogs and certainly not to other humans.
Okay. Right.
Thank you, Barb.
Thanks so
Good
much.
Luck.
Okay. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
That would normally have been about 4 calls, but we're going to have to cut it off at 2 because those were the longest questions. I think I'm going to call the Guinness Book of World Records people. See what the
record
is for the longest question.
I want everybody to have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Take care of your pets. Don't let them eat bad food, chocolate, any goodies off the table. And be careful and just be well.
All right. Thank you, Doctor.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Give him a round of applause. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, the Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic. Your pet's best friend, and brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM/PM cab company. This guy at ESPN, Lee Corso, who said the F word on ESPN, which is not a violation of anything. It's cable, not governed by the FCC, but he's apologized. And I read an article, and one thing jumped out at me, and it was I don't want to give away too much because then I'll answer the question for you. Other incidents of people saying things that they had to take back or apologize for, and then I get to the bottom of it, and there's a mention of one particular person. If I say to you, can you think of somebody who was as visible and as well-known on TV as Terry Bradshaw, Howie, and those guys on Fox Sports? This guy was on all the time, and boom, he vaporized over one comment. You know who I'm talking about?
Jimmy the Greek.
Jimmy the Greek!
Yes.
Remember that guy?
Yeah.
He was always, and then boom, I mean, he was done.
What did he say?
Oh, that one was pretty well deserved,
black,
though.
He said black, blacks were bred to be better athletes than whites.
Wow.
And that was it for him. Isn't that amazing how
times have changed?
One guy can say nappy-headed ho and get a big check and still work, and another guy says this and he's done. I got to think people just didn't like Jimmy the Greek. The media, or he would still have found a way to work back in after all this time. Tool Belt Team, got some good news for you the other day, and I'll share it with you again today, and that is that there are gift certificates available for the Tool Belt Team. If you have elderly parents, what a great idea. You get them a gift certificate, the Tool Belt Team, and then that stuff that needs to be fixed, that you don't want them climbing ladders or doing things they shouldn't be doing, you don't have to worry about it anymore. The Tool Belt Team will do it. Got a great email from a guy who says, I just moved from Florissant, bought a condo at Concord Village. Had a problem with one of the toilets. I call the Tool Belt Team. It started with a pleasant and delightful lady who answered the phone, and then the serviceman who made the repair. What a satisfying experience. I'm out $39 total for everything with parts.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. He says, it pays to be AM and the PM. Happy Thanksgiving. Linus, thank you so much for the email about the Tool Belt Team. You can get those gift certificates for this great handyman service, the Tool Belt Team, at the front reception area there at Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home, or you can go online and just call them. It's thetoolbeltteam.com. Call them, and they will send you. You'll give them their MasterCard or whatever. They will send you gift certificates to the Tool Belt Team. Again, thetoolbeltteam.com.
With your Golden Oakland traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. Hey, Ian, are you there?
Yes.
Can you dump out of the music bed a minute?
Sure.
Okay, I got my own traffic music bed we're going to play here, okay?
Oh, okay. Wow, this is...
All right, here we go. All right, if you're on southbound 270, you've got some stop-and-go traffic, and that's happening from Ladue down through Doherty Ferry. We've got westbound 40 slowing from Kings Highway out through McCausland, and then it's slow again, Spady through Mason. Going to find heavy traffic from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge. Also on westbound 70, it's slow past the airport, and it's also going to be slow from Zumbel. Stop-and-go pockets, actually, from Zumbel out through T.R. Hughes. And this traffic report is brought to you by Walgreens. Why shop at Walgreens Thanksgiving weekend when you buy everyday items, earn up to $130 in register rewards. Limit one coupon printed per offer. See coupon for exclusions, limitations, and expiration. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center in Beverly Hills, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you not going to tell us what the music is?
Is that Beverly Hillbilly?
It's a couple of the helicopter pilots from upstairs that brought their guitar and banjo in, and they started picking.
Oh, it's a live traffic.
It's a live traffic music band.
Traffic concert.
Yeah, that's right.
Traffic concert.
Be kind of nice the night before Thanksgiving to hear something different.
Tell Steve Winwood we said hi.
Yeah. All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Tim. Hey, Pion, before we break back away and then get the bill on here real quickly, I misread the email. It was $39 plus. Whew, this just shakes me to the core. $8.80 for parts for the Tool Belt.
Oh, so well, that's
I want to make sure I read that
clearly.
$39 plus $8.80, still a great deal. And no matter compared to anything, basically. Okay. Stick around. Bill Cleveland's on the way. Big 550 KTRS.
Keep tabs on your Tigers.
KTRS
will hit your mobile device with alerts, including reminders just prior to our pregame coverage.
And we can send you the final score, too.
Text MIZZOU to 84126. Message and data rates apply.
Hi, folks. It's Dean Barber, host of America's Wealth Management Show. This month, we'll be answering all of your email questions about Social Security. You could submit your questions at our website, AmericasWealthManagementShow.com. Don't be fooled into thinking the Social Security Administration can give you retirement advice about one of your most valuable assets. They can't. Visit AmericasWealthManagementShow.com to ask your question and listen to the answer on America's Wealth Management Show every Saturday afternoon at 3 on 550 KTRS.
Kohl's opens at midnight Thursday with over 500 early bird specials. Get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. No limits? See store for details. Kohl's, expect great things.
From downtown St. Louis is the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. 314-652-3456. Great idea, by the way, running around shopping and partying and whatever. Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Bill.
How are you?
Well, I hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving. Of course, as you know, we celebrate Thanksgiving to commemorate when many years ago the Indians bought more teepees than they could afford and the Pilgrims gave them a bailout. Remember that?
Oh, I love that story.
Lesson there. And former President Bush says he's ready for the Thanksgiving holiday. As usual, we'll head out early in the morning and hide eggs for the neighborhood kids. And President Obama was asked if he's having turkey for Thanksgiving and said, no, Joe Biden will be out of town. Yeah, Obama, he'll celebrate and have dinner with his family tomorrow night. Michelle, the two daughters, the teleprompter, they'll all be there. Gathered around the table. And finally, this afternoon. Well, in Baltimore, there's a local chef that's invented a Thanksgiving dinner alternative for people who don't like turkey. Listen to this. It's sausage wrapped in seasoned pork tenderloin that's wrapped in applewood smoked bacon and then wrapped with a bone-in pork loin.
Yeah.
Finally wrapped in maple bacon. It's called the whole hog, or is it known?